All right, nigga. Impromptu show. Impromptu show. Okay. All right. This is going to be the show where we earn. You know what I'm saying? We get on this coon train right quick. Oh. You know, a lot of fellas, you know, they kind of salty the fact that we ain't been on this coon train in a while. Oh. Like, bring back some of the coon shows. We need some cooning. We need some soft shoe cooning, some butter biscuit eating. All right? So I'm going to just go on record right now. A lot of you motherfuckers is probably going to get triggered by this shit I'm about to talk about. Okay? How far away from the turn, nigga? How far away?
Shit, it's the next light, actually.
We want to make a left, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of remember. All right. Yeah, we out here riding around, man. It's fucked up weather. But right about now, we're going to talk about what's the buzz about this 51-year-old white man that just cold cock knock a black child head off. She was like 11, 12 years old?
Yeah, 12.
I was like 12. That looked like a grown-ass bitch. Did she look wrong?
Yes, she did.
I don't know. I'm like, yes, that, damn, boy. So cats want to know what I think about the shit. Hey, y'all already know what I'm about to say, nigga. Fuck that bitch, nigga. I don't care about that bitch. Did y'all see what the fuck was going on? Make a turn here?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. You see, that white man was surrounded by a school of sharks, man.
Half the damn hyenas.
These motherfuckers, especially a cat like me, who's been involved in security and involved in foster care and shit. Man, these little niggas is dangerous, boy. Little niggas will fuck you up. Just like I said, you know, school of piranhas, nigga. Shit. One piranha, you know, one piranha can fuck you up, but you got a school of them, you know, swarming you, surrounding you.
Yelling and screaming.
You know, hey, man, you don't know what's about to pop off. Shit. I don't see motherfuckers get hit in heads with bricks by little children and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all fun and games, nigga. Till you get hit in the head, you know what I'm saying, with a brick from a 9-year-old. You know what I mean? My thing is, look, consequences and repercussions, bitch. Consequences and repercussions. That's why the black community is in the state that it's in, because there's no consequences and repercussions. We need to put holes like that in the camel clutch, Tony. What do you think?
Launch them holes in the orbit.
Launch them in the orbit.
Because I'm not going to be no hypocrite.
Okay.
I said right on when Artis Hughes launched that bitch in the orbit with that uppercut. Mister, you going to jail now? I didn't say shit when he uppercutted that bitch and threw her off the bus. I was cheering. So I'm not going to say anything when this white man get his bitch the Mike Tyson left hook. I ain't got nothing to say about
shit.
That.
I was like, God damn.
I ain't got nothing to say about that.
Woo! Boy, you smoked that bitch, son. I don't get too fucked about that bitch.
I mean, he gave that bitch the Mayweather treatment. She's only 12 years old. Fuck that. Mm-mm. Fuck that. If you gonna jump up in a motherfucker's face, then you gonna handle the consequences that come with it. Mm-mm. If you ain't ready to lay that man down, you ain't got no business up in his face. You ain't got no business surrounding him, cackling him like a goddamn hyena. You saw all them kids around that man in a circle. Mm-hmm. These punk ass little kids need to leave people alone and sit their ass down. I ain't got no, fuck that. I ain't got no mercy for you. Fuck that. Lay them out. Matter of fact, I was mad that he didn't lay the other ones out. I think all of them should have been stacked up and piled up together. Mm-hmm. You know, and they think that these children are harmless.
Shit.
Who you think asked Bill Clinton to do something when he was president? That, see, that, and they don't talk about that shit. They talk about Hillary Clinton calling them super predators. Them niggas were super predators. That's what they were. Them niggas gone crazy in the drug game and the children they produce. Them niggas were predators. What was that motherfucker? Robert Yummy Sandifer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that motherfucker was a predator.
He's innocent, Tony.
Fuck that.
He's black and
fuck
he's young.
That.
He's innocent.
That's why his ass is in the ground right now.
With your Uncle Ruckus
and
saying.
The world does not miss his ass. I do not miss his ass. Fuck him. Fuck him and fuck kids like him. And I work, and this is coming from a nigga that worked with kids. Fuck him. No, as Robert Harris used to say, no funeral, just a big ass hole to dump they monkey ass in. So no, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of them. I'm tired of the goddamn motherfuckers that produced them. So, you know.
But Tony, it was a white man.
I don't give a shit.
It was a white man.
I don't give a shit. He could have been purple.
Where's your outrage, Tony?
I don't give a shit. He could have been
purple.
Where's
your outrage?
He could have been an Indian. He could have been polka dot. He could have been Dusty Rhodes in a polka dot shirt. They deserve to get their ass laid out. they deserved it. And like I said, I didn't have any critique. I didn't have any criticism. I didn't have any shade toward Artis Hughes. I ain't got no shade.
Artis Hughes, let him know, is the motherfucker that was on the bus in Cleveland.
That's, yeah, on the bus in Cleveland. That's Mr. You going to jail now.
Maybe uppercutted that black
hell
bitch.
Hell yeah. I didn't have the least bit concern when that happened. And so I didn't say anything when he did it. I ain't going to say anything when this white man did it.
Oh, my God, boy. All this. Oh, these niggas were just outraged. I'm like, y'all don't shut the fuck up, man. Hey, it was the most beautiful thing I've seen thus far this year. I was like, I probably rewound that shit about 30 times. I was like, God damn. Ooh, wee. Oh, my God, man. He fucking launched that. No, he ain't launched that bitch, man. She went the opposite direction.
He hooked the shit out of her.
She got fucking stuck to the planet, nigga.
Yeah, she did.
Stuck to the flow. It's like somebody hit that bitch.
Jumped off a 20-story building.
Yeah, like someone turned up the gravity on that bitch. 30 times gravity, that bitch just crumpled. Like, got stuck to the motherfucking, concrete.
How come you don't have any empathy? I don't have it. Fuck that. You saw them hackling that man. They should have left that man alone.
Man, it's real simple with me, man. I'm like, shit, what would I do in that situation? I got a whole bunch of fucked up ass children around me playing games and shit. Nigga, that's what I would have done. I would have fucking drop kicked that bitch, man. I was like, bitch, better get a fuck out my face. Shit, man.
If it was that deep, where the hell was the adults? Where in the hell, why couldn't they go to their parents? Why couldn't they go to their uncles and aunts and daddies? Oh, I'm sorry, because they probably didn't have any. You see what I'm saying? Why couldn't the adults step in that situation? You stepped outside of the bounds of being a child, so you deal with the consequences of being a motherfucking adult. Mm, mm, mm. So if your ass get folded up like an accordion, that's what it is.
But Tony, you're an adult. You should have the restraint.
Man, fuck that.
These not kids, to be putting your hands on
that.
Children.
These children are out of pocket and they need correction. Mm. They need correction again. It was niggas. We were complaining about those kids to Bill and Hillary Clinton. We were complaining about how fucked up they were. And then got mad when somebody called them what they were. These motherfuckers are predators. Mm. Because their parents were predators. Mm. These are the descendants. These are the goddamn children of the corn. This is the residue of the crack generation. What the fuck you think?
Oh, man.
If they don't have any accountability, boundaries, standards, rules, regulations, and guidelines at home, how the fuck you think they're going to have it in public? But I bet you they got it now. Mm-hmm. They got it now. That's one good thing about the era of Trump. He will bring back order. And I have to say, I'm not a Republican.
Right.
I'm not even a Trump supporter, but I like this.
Ooh, I see niggas unsubscribing right now.
I like this.
Niggas ain't they with this shit.
I like this. Plenty more. They fuck that power slam them, choke slam them, Sergeant Slaughter Cobra clutch, Iron Sheik camel clutch. Put them in the Bob Backlund chicken wing. Mm. Get them up out of here.
Fuck, man. Hey, shit. Extreme situations call for extreme measures.
You damn
and
right.
We got an extreme situation here. We got this out-of-pocket bitches and out-of-pocket cheerers, man. And the only thing that's going to save us is putting all of these motherfuckers in the camel clutch, nigga. All of them. Camel clutch for everybody. Nigga.
Line them up.
Drop kicking hoes. Fucking reverse arm bar these little badass kids, man. Something, man. All this pussy ass shit. All these motherfuckers. They're winning. Oh, this shit. I can't stand that shit. Man, line these motherfuckers up and shoot them, nigga. I'm on them about that life. Fuck that bitch. Fuck all these out-of-pocket hoes. Fuck these out-of-pocket children. You motherfuckers better be glad I ain't the goddamn president, man. I'm trying to tell you. All you motherfuckers will be in tip-top shape. Dress right, dress, bitch. That's right. Hey, the Muslims over there, they ain't playing no games, man. The Muslims over there, you know, with that Sharia law shit.
Yeah.
Boy, you hoes better be... You better not hope that shit come over here.
Well, it is here. That's what the era of Trump has brought. It is the American form of Sharia law. Mm. These white men hooking these women and checking these niggas, that is Sharia law. Mm. It's here. So, you know, this is the reckoning. You are reaping what you sow. All of this shit where these women have let this shit go. We've let this shit go in the black community for God knows how long. We just let shit go on, you know, with no checking mechanism, nothing. So now that has produced an extreme reaction. They ain't playing with you no more. They're not playing with you anymore.
Nigga, you just doing that because you trying to kiss the white man's ass. You just want to be down. You just want a butter biscuit.
Yeah, I'm doing a little soft shoe, nigga. I'm doing a little soft shoe because it's time to get some order. You can't build no fucking community with these motherfucking leeches. You can't build any community with these motherfucking sycophants. You can. So it's time for them to get in line. It's time for them to get in line. I would like every day, I would like to see a man, whether he be white, red, whether he be white, red, yellow, black, or brown, hook a bitch every day from here on out for the rest of the Trump presidency. Wherever you are, hook an out-of-pocket bitch. Hook a strong left hook. Give them combinations. Give them two-pieces. Give them suplexes, body slams. Fuck it. Walk up to him and just trip him up. Cag the shit out of him.
Shit.
You see what I'm saying? Put them hoes in the sleeper hole and just leave them laying alongside the road to somebody come along and wake they bitch ass up. I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick of it. It's some order needs to come, and I've been waiting for it for a long time. And you niggas out there, you bitches out there, hey, we gonna wait such a... You're not gonna vote Trump out of office. He ain't going nowhere. So the ass whoopings will continue because nobody's gonna beat him. You can forget about it. You know, there's gonna be more. The ass whoopings will continue until morale improves, bitch.
Hey, let me talk about, because we're riding around right now, and I had to go to the BMV, Bureau of Motor Vehicles, to get my tags renewed, man. And man, bruh, it just struck me, man, because I went to the one in Trotwood, the BMV in Trotwood. I went to the one in Jefferson Township. Now, these are all black townships and municipalities. You know what I mean? The BMV in Trotwood and Jefferson. They're closed. They went belly up. They dried up. There's no BMVs in Jefferson and Trotwood. But guess what? I found one in Inglewood, which is predominantly all white.
White.
So where am I going with this? I mean, we all got horror stories of going to the BMV and dealing with the black bitch Shaniqua that working that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Bitch thinks she really fly because she got herself a nice little government job. You know what I mean? But damn, nigga, no more government job for Shaniqua, cause they not in the black neighborhood no more, man. I found that kind of interesting. But when I went to the Inglewood joint, oh my god, man! Not only is their BMV very nice, you know what I mean? It really looks like a nice, reputable business establishment.
The shit is clean.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no damn paint on the floor. They don't need the vacuum.
God damn, man! It's like I went. You know, you go to the nigga BMVs, it's like, you know, got graffiti on the wall and shit. You know, got fucking, making a turn, y'all. Got old English malt liquor bottles right at the door when you walk in that bitch. Like,
trash can overflowing, ain't been empty.
Yeah, man. So I'm just saying that to Shaniqua, like, motherfuck you, bitch. All right? You know what I mean? You ain't all slick and you ain't all that right about now, are you, bitch? I'm venting right now, getting this shit off my chest. Motherfucker got the nerve to be asking me what I think about some little out-of-pocket ass bitch doing something to some white boy. I don't give a fuck. Like I said, he could have suplexed that hoe. I wouldn't gave two shits. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, them government jobs, they drying up. It's obvious. It's obvious. But they still got them where the white folks is at. Yeah, bitches.
That's the hook. See, I wish they do some cutbacks at fast food restaurants.
Oh, nigga.
Get them up out of there. I wish they'd do some cutbacks at some of the goddamn hospitals. Get them up out of there. You know, because everybody know the bad customer service from black women is legendary. Everybody knows about that shit. Everybody knows about the bad customer service that them hoes give. So, you know, there needs to be more cuts. There needs to be cuts, and more cuts. Because, again, these W-2s ain't... These hoes are solid about that. Them W-2s hadn't come out yet. They can't... nigga ball. You know, they can't be nigga rich. They can't shine, you know, on you. They can't floss on you with that goddamn $6,000 and $8,000 tax refund check, you know. So this government shutdown has been a godsend.
I need y'all niggas to understand something about me, man, okay? I'm not relishing in the fact that bitches, like, dry up, go belly up, you know, because of some demented sense of I want them to be penniless and homeless so they can be loyal to me, so they will, you know, want to be with me, so they'll acquiesce to me. No, no, it's nothing like that. I just want to see a bitch crash and burn. That's all it is with me. It's just sheer vindictiveness, nigga. I don't give a fuck, man. Like, nah, bitch, just crash and burn for me. I just want to see the universe just, you know, I want to see the scales even, man. I want to see the equation balance.
It's time That's for all I correction.
Want. That's all I want. And, you know, ain't got shit to do with no bitch, you know, choosing me. You know, I got enough action. You know what I'm saying? I got enough action on my plate. I don't have to have no bitch, you know, in my motherfucking ear or on my team. You know what I mean? Just because, shit, where the fuck? You going on the same door?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, just because the government done cut the bitch off. I just want to see a reality check just commence on a bitch. That's all.
Fuck that. I want some order. I want law and order. Mm-hmm. I don't care anything about whether a bitch fucked me or not. I want law and order in this motherfucker. Mm. That's what I want. I want law and order. And I want a thriving, vibrant patriarchy. And I want an end. I want an end to these disrespectful, slick mouth, greasy talking ass wenches. I want an end to that shit. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with that shit anymore. I don't want to deal with these out-of-pocket ass bitches and they doom to failure ass prison to pipeline, school to prison pipeline ass children. I want an end to that shit. I want an end to that. I want a day. I never thought I would say this, but I'm looking for Archie Bunker in this bitch, dog.
Oh my!
I'm looking for Archie Bunker. I want
butter
the days.
Biscuits for everybody.
I want it to come back when women knew they goddamn places.
You just want that so they'll behave and they'll choose you, Tony.
No.
Weak sauce.
Anything I want, I go out there and get it.
75.
Anything, 75. Anything I want, I go the fuck out there and get what I want. I'm just tired of these slick mouth bitches. You go in here, you deal with their children. You can't discipline their children. You can't say shit to their children. But their children can literally hold an entire goddamn school hostage. Mm. Their kids can literally hold an entire goddamn daycare hostage. You see what I'm saying? They send their kids to school fucked up. The kids grow up fucked up with no boundaries, no regulations. And then you wonder why their little ass is getting locked up. And he's smart. Smart what? Smart at doing what? My child is gifted. Gifted at doing what? Mm. Boosting credit cards? What is he gifted at? Fuck that. Fuck him and fuck you. Uppercuts, left hooks for everybody.
You's a coon ass nigga, Tony.
Whatever.
Coon ass nigga, man.
Whatever.
You just want these hoes, motherfucker, choose you.
No.
That's all it is. You
no,
better.
No.
Because you's a trick ass nigga and you can't get a bitch unless the bitch ain't on assistance.
Look, man.
Just keep 100, man.
Look, man. Let me tell you something.
What?
I told you before, nigga, I'm a trick and I'm proud. You will never hold that over my head. You using the wrong stick. You using the wrong. I have seen too much. And I've been involved in too much. You will never hold that over my head. I'm proud to be a you're not insulting me. That's a compliment. I'm proud to be a trick ass nigga. Cause you ain't gonna get no more than what I'm willing to give you anyway.
I got a question.
What's that?
Does it cost more to buy something outright or to finance it?
It always costs more to finance it. Nigga, cause you got them finance charges and that goddamn compound interest.
So when you fucking dating a bitch, man, and you courting her and you trying to have a relationship or whatever,
what's that? Is more expensive.
Is that buying it outright or is that financing it? What is that?
If you courting it, you financing.
You financing the bitch, man.
It's buy here, pay here, pussy. That's what you getting. Buy here, pay here, pussy. Now, whereas you keep them on the system and you give them just enough and you see them when you want to be bothered with them, that's always cheaper. Well, how can you say that? Don't you want to a future race of black people? Yeah, but I don't want to do that shit. That ain't for me.
Right.
I understand that marriage has its place. I understand that we need to repopulate the race. I get that. But not in this present form, and not under this present system, and not under these present laws. I would never do anything that's stupid. Don't you want to have children? Personally, don't give a fuck. Nope.
Right.
You see? So it's not the fact that, you know, well, you can't get a bitch, so unless you pay for it. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Thank you for letting me know that I have opted out of the rat race. Thank you. That's true. Unless I go in my pocket, give them 75 or a bill, go. Get out of here. Look at this. Mr. Cosby is in jail today for some bullshit. Mm-hmm. And everybody know them hoes fucked him voluntarily. Mm-hmm. Everybody know them hoes. He in jail with no fucking physical evidence. No physical evidence. Meanwhile, a grimy ass nigga from the south side of Chicago that recorded bitches free like OJ all day with a harem. They got him with a bitch, pissing on a bitch on camera. And the parents got up there and said it wasn't him. Well, he paid out a settlement. Cosby paid out settlements. Mm-hmm. But when Cosby paid out his settlements, you said it was an admission of guilt. Mm-hmm. But when R. Kelly paid out his settlements, what did you say? Oh, that's just the course of doing business. Mm-hmm. And you dismissed that shit. So shit. He basically say pimp slap and control these hoes. Mm-hmm. I agree with him.
Well, that's a funny thing, man. Cats that hasn't had the pleasure of dealing with a whole lot of women at once wouldn't understand that shit, man. When you're dealing with a whole lot of women at once, it is an absolute must that you put your foot on their neck, man. Because if you don't, man, you know, it's like a runaway train, nigga. You know, if you got like 5-6 bras that you in control of, in order to maintain that control, man, you know, you got to let the bitches know who is boss. So sometimes you got to have extreme measures to do that, man. You know, if you enter in with some cupcake shit or some soft ass shit and you trying to so-called be the alpha male and maintain control over, you know, a plethora of bitches, it don't work, man. It does not work. So, you know, sometimes you do crazy shit, like you scribble on their face with a magic marker. Fucking
and then shoot a load
at all sorts of insults, man. And then, oh my god, the shit I used to do. Like, I didn't even know I was doing it back then, man. People used to ask me, how do you maintain control of all these bitches? Because, boy, I was hitting them with the grimy shit, boy. But the softer I got, the more runaway they became, the more out-of-pocket, more renegade they became, man. So when R. Kelly do that shit he do, man, I know what that's about. Only a square-ass nigga don't know that shit, man.
I keep telling y'all that women have a deep sense of self-loathing. They want to be checked. Women want to be checked, and they need to be checked in order for them to maintain respect for a man. If you are unwilling to check a woman, you will never keep her. So all that shit is checking a woman. That's all that shit is. Forget trying to kiss up to them and flatter them. That has its proper place. What is it you say? You go in hard. You can always soften up later.
Right.
But you got to go in hard. Mm. You see? So, you know, Look at it this way. The motherfuckers that are saying, you know, treat them like a lady or somewhere divorced and broke. The motherfucker that said grab them by the pussies in the White House. Mm-hmm. That should tell you everything you need to know.
Right. Boy. Hey, go ahead and get your laptop, man. We're going to take a brief intermission. Shit. Shit. Ooh, Big Mike's sicker than a son, bitch, boy. This whole week, man, I done been congested, sneezing and coughing and shit. Fuck. So excuse me, brothers.
For real. Hmm.
God damn, boy, I'm out here. I'm looking at these Beckys, man. Man, when did these Beckys start getting these backsides? Good Lord, man. When I was coming up, Beckys did not have no rump shakers, man. Where I look, man, Becky's got some banging ass bodies, man. Like, God damn. Once again, apologize for coughing and hacking while doing the show, fellas. Shit. We on a secret mission right now. We out here prowling the streets of Dayton, Ohio, doing our thug thizzle. Can't wait to get back to the crib. Matter of fact, I'm gonna cut it short right here, man. Shit, because I still got other shows I gotta edit when I get back to the crib. Yeah, man, it was fun, man. Thought I'd give y'all a butter biscuit moment. Some hardcore cooning. For these sensitive ass niggas, man, that can't see reality. Like, man, yeah, fuck that bitch. Give a fuck about no out-of-pocket-ass bitch getting choke slammed or punched in the face. Give a fuck how old you are. I'm out.